so then you, well, then we had old scalding barrels, just a big old barrel vat of a thing, and that you'd put your hog in, and you'd have your platform made, and that boiling water, you'd pour boiling water in that vat, or if you had a vat, that you could build a fire under. But ours was a long time ago, when I was a kid, was a barrel. Big old hogs, you know, then they had tobacco hogsheads and things like that. And they'd use a big old barrel and pour that hot water in it. And then after the hog was killed, cut his throat so he'd bleed good. Then you'd slip him in there and turn him around, both ends of him, and till the hair would come off in that hot water. Now, if it is too hot, it would set the hair till it wouldn't come off. Uh-huh.
I see. Mm-hmm. So
you had to, had to watch your business. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way with chickens. If it's too hot, it won't come off. And if it's not hot enough, they won't come off. Mm-hmm. You've got to know just, you know, but common sense will make you tell you what to do.
Through experience.
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
I see.
Yeah.
And when you got the hair off,
then you hung them up and took the intestines out.
That was the first thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you have any use for those?
Well, a lot of times, a long time ago, they'd use chitlins. You'd take certain ones of them and clean them. Now, I never did. Mama never did. But now, this Miss Cobbett's here yesterday. Her husband really liked them. And then Mr. Bowles up here, and there was at but one place, and the girl and I were, well, we were all school girls together, and young people too. So her mother had gone to Paris with a bunch of girls and was living up there, and she was at home with her dad, and he liked chitlins. So that morning, it come a big storm that night, and we all had to stay all night with her, the girls did. There's about four of us. So we stayed all night, and next morning for breakfast, well, she cooked his chitlins and cooked us sausage and things, but he wanted that chitlin, but you couldn't tell by what they, so far as the odor or anything, you wouldn't have known, but they were delicious looking. And but I didn't want them at all.
Use them to stuff sausage in.
No, I never did. But now the old people that live down here had even a a sausage stuffer, and they did those little tiny intestines. What they did
with the small
And but now we never did. And they had an old loom. They, you know, a long time ago they'd make their carpets and cloth and things like that. And they had one of them down there. The old house is still living down there, but the old people have been gone a long, long time. But I don't know what went with the old loom, but now here not long ago, well, I guess it must have been in June, they had one of the ladies died that was about the same age as me. And so her mother and sister and all of them had gone but one sister, and so they sold the old things, and one of the old looms, they had an old loom, and it was sold, brought up a good price too.
I bet it was.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. Yep. They just had a lot of old things like that were, and it was pretty interesting. When we as kids, we'd go over there, and she'd have a carpet in that loom, you know, and make cloth. Weaving is very interesting, and my grandmother and them all did those things.
Wonderful craft.
Mama had an old spinning wheel, and I've helped her spin when I was a tiny kid. I thought I was learning something, but it was, and she knit stockings and socks for us kids when we was kids. Old yarn socks. You see, they'd raise the sheep and cut the wool off, and then they'd wash it, then they'd card it, and then they'd spin it, and then they'd knit it.